Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Paul, back with you. Thank you for tuning in. We've been trying to keep you abreast of developments in Ukraine. Yesterday, President Biden, in an op-ed and editorial at the New York Times, said that he had decided the U.S. will provide Ukraine with more advanced rocket systems and munitions. He stressed, we don't seek a war between NATO and Russia. And the U.S. is not encouraging or enabling Ukraine to strike beyond its borders. By the way, these advanced multiple launch rocket systems will allow Ukraine to hit targets 50 miles away, a range much greater than anything the country has been sent to date. It's part of a $700 million security package to aid in Ukraine's defense. We've been chatting with Joe Lindsley, a journalist with Lviv Labs, for months now. And he's in the thick of it. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Paul, good evening. Good afternoon to you. And for all of our prior conversations, I've spoken to you and Jordana from the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. But tonight I'm in the city of Nikopol, which is more than 600 miles east of Lviv. And today I was on the riverbanks of this city from which I could see the Russian-occupied territory directly across the river, including the largest nuclear plant in Europe.
Is that Chernobyl or is that a different plant?
This is the Zaporizhia nuclear plant in the small city of Inner Hodar. And the Russians have occupied this for, I think, almost 2 months now. And there have been a lot of concerns about it because there's been report. You know, initially when they took the plant, they were shelling rather indiscriminately near the plant. Currently, they are holding hostage the Ukrainian workers. By all the reports we can get, the Ukrainian workers, sort of out of a sense of not wanting to have a disaster for Europe and the world, are continuing to do their best to keep the plant safe. But it's to stand on those riverbanks today and to see, knowing that the Russians could see us standing on those banks was quite a new feeling and quite a heavy feeling.
Well, I know you're a journalist, and your reporting has been exemplary at Lviv Labs, Joe. 32 journalists have been killed since Russia invaded Ukraine, 8 of whom were killed while actively reporting out in the field. Are you frightened for your personal safety? I mean, be honest, it's got to be terrifying at times.
Well, in a sense, every single Ukrainian is. I mean, you know, women and children have been targeted. Journalists know when they're, you know, going into the fray, a bit more what to expect. But, the fact that children have been targeted in the city of Dnipro yesterday, with some of my team, we traveled here to report, but also to deliver supplies to soldiers and hospitals. With friends from America have sent helmets and bulletproof vests and medicines. And so we came here to deliver things and to understand the situation. And in the city of Dnipro, I visited a prosthetic factory where they're making, artificial limbs for all those who've been wounded. And it's not just soldiers, it's children. So everyone is under threat. And then I went to the biggest hospital in eastern Ukraine, where we went to the reanimation ward and saw some of the soldiers and the horrible, horrible wounds they've suffered. In fact, it was so bad that the chief doctor offered everyone in our group brandy afterward. It was very difficult for everyone. And one of the soldiers who had lost his legs was able to smile and crack a joke. You know, to me, that epitomizes the spirit of the Ukrainians. But you know, the French journalist was killed today. As the Russians have taken 80% for the past 2 weeks, the Russians have focused most of their might on the city of Severodonetsk in the east, and now they've succeeded in taking 80% of that city. And nearby there, they killed a French journalist who was on. Here's the most important thing: he was on a civilian evacuation bus, and he was going there to report, but the bus was evacuating civilians. And that is what was attacked. So it's indiscriminate. And yes, as we stood on the riverbanks today, you know, knowing, and every once in a while here in this city, the Russians will aim the guns at the city. They have not fired directly upon it yet, but they keep it under perpetual fear and terror. And we just, maybe 30 minutes before I began speaking with you, we finished an air alarm. In Lviv, when the alarm goes off, it rings for maybe 10 minutes. It tells you to get to shelter. Most people don't go to shelter now. Here, because the threat is so close, the alarm rings the entire time. So we listened to the deafening alarm for 2 hours. Also, during a lightning storm, and every time you see the flash of lightning, you can't help but wonder if that's something at the nuclear plant. And it is, yes, there is an element of terror to it.
Joe, last question. Americans have short attention spans. We tend to flip-flop from one shiny object to the next. There's some recent polling showing that the war in Ukraine, maybe Americans are starting to lose interest. Maybe Ukraine is losing a little bit, just a little bit of support that was there a few months ago. Some people, you know, blaming this battle that's taking place in your homeland for higher inflation. The cost of everything is more now in the United States. What would you say to people who maybe aren't losing interest, but are saying, you know, is it worth the fight?
Well, there's two things there. We, you know, one, we had a very popular American Twitter journalist visited here who's been a big Ukraine skeptic and has spread, frankly, some false information about this country. But I wanted to show him the reality here. And two things, I mean, how often have we heard the phrase never again, you know, look at World War II and the Holocaust and never again. Or look at the school shooting in Texas, right? And we say never again. And do we really mean what we say? And what kind of world do we want to live in? At the first level, just sort of out of humanity. But the second thing is the free world. And Ukrainians in 2014 decided to be free, and that's why they're paying this price. They refuse to be governed by a puppet of Putin. And just, I think I would ask people to consider, if Ukraine falls, if Russia is able to take over large parts of this country, the largest country that's totally within Europe, one, it's going to affect the supply chains. And actually, the reason why the prices are going up is because Ukraine cannot export the grains and the food that it sends all over the world. So actually, the problem is caused by the invasion. But if Ukraine falls, what will happen to Finland and Sweden? And to those countries, people are afraid. And I think we all need to consider the ripple effects of letting a nation that has no qualms, attacking women and children, let alone civilians of all sorts. Is that a good thing to have unleashed upon the world?
I could not have said it better. And it has a lot more impact coming from you. Joe Lindsley, Lviv Labs, thank you for the amazing work you do. And we will continue to keep in touch. Please be safe out there as best you can.
Paul, thanks. And yeah, you can follow us at UkrainianFreedomNews.com is our new website created with the help of Ukraine's volunteer IT army, UkrainianFreedomNews.com. Thank you, Paul.
UkrainianFreedomNews.com. Absolutely. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Paul. And best to Jordana.
I sure will. I sure will.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.